As someone who struggles nightly with family battles about whose right it is to stream their chosen media of choice on Comcast Wi-Fi connection that is not quite up to the task, today's news from Google was very exciting to me. According to the official Google blog, the company's newest entry into the Internet of Things is coming soon. OnHub is a $200 cylindrical router that looks a little like the Amazon Echo, but is strong enough to do more than tell me today's weather and some lame jokes. Google calls OnHub a new way to Wi-Fi. It supports 802.11, A, B, G, N, and AC, Bluetooth 4.0, and a few smart home protocols. You'll be able to control it with an app, and Google has promised frequent software updates for the device. You can get in line to order it right now at on.google.com or just Google it to find the website. You know that software that helps Stephen Hawking speak? Now you can get it for free. Earlier this year, we reported that the Assistive Context Aware Toolkit, or ACAT, was going to go open source. And today, Wired.com says that is officially true. The Intel technology uses infrared sensors or a webcam to detect facial movements. The interface then selects letters to form words, and it includes predictive software to guess what the user is typing. Now that the code is open source, developers can create devices like Hawking's or use it to create other tools to help people with disabilities. For now, the ACAT software is PC only. Sorry, Mac users. Now, we're just about a month away from the Apple event to announce the new iPhones. Just about everything's a rumor right now, but if you care about these sorts of things, 9to5 Mac has a rumor roundup of the alleged iPhone 6C. Let's go get to the most important rumor first. The pink iPhone, the 6C, will probably come in some new colors. And of course, I really hope that one of those colors is pink, which they call rose gold. But the images that have been circulating since March are probably fake. A more reliable rumor is the shipping date of September 18th. According to 9to5 Mac, multiple German carriers are often offering pre-registration forms for the 6C on their website that include this date. And this sort of thing has been somewhat of a tradition dating all the way back to 2008 and tends to be accurate. 9to5 Mac also included a hand-drawn photo of a phone that was meant to show the new versions of the iPhone will be 5 inches. This is also highly unlikely. Do you have a favorite iPhone rumor? You can post it on our Facebook page, Tech News Tonight. A few weeks ago, we told you about the giant robot battle brewing between the U.S. and Japan. If you want to help the U.S. win this momentous matchup, you can now contribute to their Kickstarter campaign. Megabots Incorporated challenged Japan to a giant robot duel, and Japan accepted. But they demanded that the fight include hand-to-hand combat, so they need your support to help pay for the robot upgrades, which include, but are not limited to, heavy-duty armor plating, increased speed, a power unit upgrade to keep up with the new hydraulic system and speed, and a sweet paint job.